Welcome to the What's Your Dream podcast. My name is Marie Sacchini, a fellow dreamer here to share inspiring stories of people who built their businesses based on their passion, inspiration, and purpose. With each episode, we'll delve into their stories, who they are, where they came from, and what drove them to where they are today. I hope their stories inspire you to start living your dream.
Hello to all the dreamers out there, and thank you for tuning in today. This is episode 11 that I am recording right now, and this episode is going to be a little bit different today. I don't have a guest for this podcast episode, but I thought it was a perfect time to tell you guys my story of how I got to where I am and where I think I'm headed, or I guess where I know I'm headed and want to head in that direction. So it's going to be a little bit different, but I thought it was the perfect time to dive into my journey. You guys have been listening to the last 10 episodes, so you've heard little bits and pieces, but I just wanted to do a proper introduction of myself. So I am your host, Marie Sacchini, and I am going to take you on my journey to where I have been and where I'm at today. I don't really know where to even begin my story because I feel like it's so multifaceted because I have so many directions that I have headed in. But I knew that I've always had a love for helping people. I always tried to help my friends, almost to a fault. Same with romantic relationships that I've had in the past. I was a very giving person. And so that's kind of going to lead me into some of the journey that I've been on. But, you know, when I was younger, I just graduated high school and had a few quarters left to finish up my associate's degree. And I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do with my life. No clue. And so I just started working. I worked for a check cashing company for 8 years. And I really learned a lot about life and what I wanted, I guess, out of the 8 years that I worked there. And I had moved up the ranks over time, and eventually it led to managing a different number of locations. And that's kind of how I got introduced to human resources. We had a home-based company based out of Texas. And so I would always call these two ladies, and they were just the best for advice on hiring people, you know, terminating, discipline, increases, anything that has to do with human resources, you can name it. And so fast forward in time towards the end of my time with that company, I knew that I didn't want to do that job anymore. I didn't morally agree with the business anymore. And I knew I needed a change, but I was scared because it was my comfort zone. And ego was telling me, you can't do this unless you have a bachelor's degree. You can't do this. You need to stick with what you're doing. And so I stayed because I was scared of change. But that change got handed to me in the form of a layoff. The business ended up closing in Washington State, where I live. And I found myself faced with a choice. The company offered me a job in California to continue working for them. And as I said before, I didn't morally agree with the business anymore. And so I knew I wanted to leave or take a severance package and find something else. And I jumped at the severance package option because I knew that that was my chance. The universe was handing me what I had been asking for in a form of a severance package that allowed me to really follow what I wanted to do. And mind you, I still had no clue what I wanted to do, but I knew I had to go back to school to get my bachelor's degree. And so I obviously talked with my family about it, and my mom and dad, and I decided to go enroll at Washington State University based out of Vancouver, Washington. And I thought, okay, well, I really love helping people and maybe I want to be a teacher. I had thought about that when I had went to school right out of high school and thought maybe that was for me. And I went to this open house at Washington State University on campus, and I just felt in my gut that that was not the right decision for me. I knew that being a teacher wasn't what I wanted to do. And I had bypassed this table that had a bachelor's degree in human resources. And I remembered how much I loved doing that type of work. And I knew it in my gut as soon as I saw it, that that was what I was meant to go to school for. And so I ended up working or going to school for a couple of years at WSU Vancouver and ended up getting an internship at where I currently work today. And I've been there for, in May of next year, it'll be 10 years. And I am so glad that I listened to myself and listened to what my gut was telling me that that's what I needed to do, because I absolutely love my job. I love being able to help people when I was hiring them and see how excited they were to start a new career and a new path and have that opportunity to work in a great organization. And it's really meant a lot to me over the years. So much so, in fact, that I decided to go back to school in 2015 to get my master's degree in human resources at Villanova. And so that's kind of been my working career journey. But the journey that I'm on right now is more of one that I would say is kind of a spiritual journey in developing a side of myself that I've known from a young age that I've been different. Different in the terms of having out of body experiences, having premonitions, having dreams, having deja vu moments, knowing things in my gut. I've had these things my entire life since I can remember when I was little. And so for a period of time, I kind of forgot that piece of myself and really just started really over the last 6 years, rediscovering that side of myself. I got out of a really bad relationship, a very toxic relationship, and decided to end it because of the toxicity and what it was doing to me. And ended up meeting with an old friend, and we just kind of were each other's rock for months before we ever got romantically involved. And it was so nice to have somebody to talk to, and ended up, he loves ghost hunting and the paranormal. And I started to remember things about my younger years of the things that I've experienced in my life. And so over the last couple of years, you know, we've gone to haunted locations and done all of these things, but it's really been in the last year and a half, I would say, that I've really started kind of working on myself in developing some of the gifts that I feel that I have. I was watching a TV show, Ghosts of Morgan City, and there was a psychic medium on the show, Sarah Lemos. And as soon as I saw her, I was like, that's her. That's who I need to learn from. She's an amazing person, amazing psychic medium, no nonsense, just straight to the point, straight shooter lady. And I had told my boyfriend, I was like, this is who I need to learn how to develop my gifts from, because I'd kind of been searching for somebody. And funny enough that we went to a Bigfoot conference in Oregon and we're helping out a couple of the speakers, and she happened to be there. And I got to meet her, and I knew in my gut that this is who I need to develop the things that I know that I have in me and in my intuitive nature, my empathic nature. And so I started following her on social media. And sure enough, she had posted that she was starting a class in July of 2020, and it was a year-long mediumship, or developing your mediumship intuition, all of that. And I instantly signed up for it. So over the course of from July 2020 to July 2021, I took a weekly, this weekly class with Sarah, with a bunch of other people, and my gifts that I have really started growing. And what I would say the things that kind of stood out to me the most is really listening to your intuition. And for me anyways, that definitely guides the decisions and the things that I do in life, and listening to myself more and trusting myself. I've always had this I don't know, voice in the back of my head, which I call the ego, telling me that I'm not good enough, that I can't do what it is that I want to do because I'm not going to be good enough at it. I'm going to fail. I've always had this voice in my head tell me these things when I think I want to do things, or I have ideas that pop into my head that I want to do. And so I don't do them because I listen to that voice. And part of the class, Sarah talked about manifestation. And that topic really struck a chord with me. And I was just so intrigued by manifestation because I never really understood what it was and I've never really looked into it. But what I had learned through the definition of manifestation is that I had been doing this my entire life in one form or another. And so I was just really intrigued and started following some people on social media who kind of have had that topic of just manifestation and talking about it. And I came across Karen. She's a manifestation coach. She had messaged me on Instagram and wanted to see if I was interested in a program. I think it was a 12-week program about manifestation. And so I messaged her back and had a meeting with her and pulled the trigger on doing this manifestation course with her. And it was an individual one-on-one course. And this is where I really feel like I found my niche of what it is that I'm meant to do and kind of where I want to go in life with the path of this spiritual guidance that has been kind of laid out in front of me. I learned through my manifestation course that I harbored a lot of things internally that was causing my ego to have that voice in my head that I'm not good enough, that I am going to fail. And doing that internal work and trying to heal parts of myself that I didn't know were broken because of the things that I've put upon myself, things from relationships, from friendships, from all of these things that have happened to me over the course of my life. And whether it was my choice or other people's choices, or I went along with it, that didn't really matter. It was just all of these things that were inside of me that I needed to let go of. And that's what I call, you know, doing the shadow work. And doing that internal work to begin to heal was so freeing to me. And once I kind of worked through some of the things that I didn't even know I was holding on to, I got the idea for this podcast. I have always, like I said, when I first started my story, I've always loved helping people. And I love seeing people succeed in what it is that they love to do. It just makes me super happy. It's like I almost get a high, right? An internal high off of watching people succeed. And it just makes me feel like my cup is full when I see other people's cup is full, cups are full. And so being able to showcase people who have started living their dream, you know, they've broken out of that 9-to-5. They have opened a business because they know it in their heart and soul. That is what it is that they were meant to do. And being able to share people's stories of how they started down their path and how they started down that journey just came to me of, I need to start a podcast. Came to me from what I call my higher self, my spirit guides. And so I listened. I listened to that voice. I listened to my intuition. I listened to my gut, said, okay, I'm going to do this. And I started researching and researching how to start a podcast. I listened to podcasts before. In fact, funny kind of side note, I really did not like podcasts when they kind of first came kind of major. I really just loved listening to music. I love music in general and just listening to anything. And I was like, I don't want to listen to somebody else talk. I just want to listen to my music. I want to sing along in my car. Like, what is this podcast stuff? I have no idea. But then I started slowly like, oh, okay, this is kind of cool. And I started listening to true crime podcasts because I love true crime. And I was just like, oh, I really do like these, and started finding myself listening to podcasts more than I listened to music. And so I just did the research and I knew exactly what I wanted to talk to people about. It just all kind of downloaded to me and downloaded just this message of, I need to share other people's stories and I need to get it out there, because if other people hear somebody like them or a thought process of somebody, maybe they had a thought of, oh, I want to open a coffee shop, but I don't know where to start, so I'm just not going to start at all. If they hear stories similar to that, maybe that will, you know, help them say, oh, maybe I can do that too. Maybe it's not as hard as I'm think it is. Just like the gals that I interviewed with Wayward and Wild a couple episodes ago, you know, they didn't know anything about this, but they did it anyways. They took that leap and they took that step. And that's consistently what I hear from the guests that I interview, is just to take that leap. And I did that. And here I am today, episode 11, sharing with you guys my story of how I got started. And I never in a million years thought that this was the path I was going to go down. I just thought, oh, I'm going to work at this job that I have had forever, and I'm going to retire from there, and I'm going to do the corporate route of that 9-to-5 job, and, you know, have that retirement and, you know, live a good, decent life. And that just to me isn't enough anymore. And that's okay. And it's okay if you want the other route. But for me on my journey, I want to be able to help people have the tools in their own toolbox to help heal themselves so that they can start living the dream that they want to live, whatever that may be. But what I realized going through all the things that I've gone through in my 41 years here on earth is it starts with you. It starts internally, and it starts with healing the things that you don't know you hold on to, and starting to let those things go and shedding them so that you can become the higher version of yourself in order to really start to live your dreams, whatever that dream may be. For me, my dream is to be able to be a coach and help people and give them those tools and be able to be a resource for them to draw on when they have those moments of thinking, I can't do this. I can't do X, Y, and Z because I'm going to fail. I want to be that resource and somebody that a person can turn to say, okay, let's walk through this. Why, you know, why are you having these thoughts? You know, because sometimes it's just having that person to talk to, whether you want to call it a coach or therapy, whatever you want to call it. It's nice to have that person to turn to. And so that's really the path that I want to go down. I've been building kind of my resources that I have available to me through, you know, like I said, I did that year-long course with Sarah and the mediumship course. I've done my my manifestation workshops. I'm working with Seth, who was my second episode, on an intuitive class for the next 6 weeks. And I've also been, I finished my Reiki Holy Fire 3, the first course last week. I'm doing the course 2 on this coming week. And so it's just putting all of these tools in my own toolbox to be able to help people heal from the things that they're scared of, the things that I think scare all of us innately. But that's really where I want to go and the journey I want to be on. I love to travel. If you guys follow my personal page, my boyfriend and I, we travel all over the place, and 2020 has really, or COVID in general, because it's not over yet, has really kind of squashed a little bit of our travel plans. But, you know, having that freedom of being able to do what I really feel driven to do from anywhere really excites me. And it really is something that it makes me super nervous to step out of that comfort zone, but I'm not afraid of it. It's just trying to figure out shutting off that ego and saying, I can do this. And so even I still have those, you know, those moments of, oh, the podcast isn't good enough, or, you know, I still have those thoughts, but I think to myself, instead of just like listening to ego and listening to that voice, why are you having those thoughts? Why are you allowing, you know, what's happening right now to cause those thoughts? Is it because things are going really good? And so ego wants to take you back to where you're most comfortable. Because that's most of the time in the cases that ego pops up for me, it's because I'm getting out of my comfort zone and ego doesn't like it. And so we want to be back down to where we're comfortable at. And so I listen to myself and I listen to those thoughts and I acknowledge them and I don't ignore them and I don't let them get the better of me either. And I was super nervous to get on here and be vulnerable with you guys. It's really hard for me to be vulnerable and share these things, but in sharing them, it, I think, helps people understand maybe a little more about whether it's themselves or maybe somebody that they are close to or somebody that they work with. So that is my story of kind of where I've been and where I'm heading to and kind of what's next for me on my journey. I'm headed to Sedona in about a week or so, a week from Saturday. And one of my goals that I wrote down on my new moon manifestations was to build out my shadow healing workshop that I want to do. I'm not exactly sure how long. I'm thinking like a 6 week or 8 week course of, you know, weekly meetings with people. But that's what I want to do. And so taking the time in a place where I know I'm going to feel super grounded, and just the energy and vibes of the red rocks, just try to work on building that out. And that will really throw me into the next step of my journey. And I'm really excited. Like I said, I'm nervous, but I'm really excited about what the future holds. So I just kind of wanted to cover some of the other things that I ask guests on the podcast. And obviously questions change depending on how the conversation goes, but there's some core questions that I really like to ask people, you know, about what continues to drive and inspire you. And I think for me, what continues to drive me in the direction that I'm going is just my quest for knowledge, my quest to better myself, my quest to really help people heal. And I'm not saying that I'm going to heal them, but helping people to see that they have the tools within themselves to heal and seeing people living their dreams. That inspires me more than you can ever imagine. I follow some accounts on Instagram that are really about making people's dreams come true, you know, the dreams that they want. And it just like brings such a warmth to my heart to see those things happen and that there is good in the world out there and that people really do care about one another. And to see that just really inspires me to continue on my path that I'm on and really continue to inspire others too. And I hope that through any of the podcast episodes that we had, if you're listening to this and you've taken anything out of the episodes, it's that you can do it. Have the faith in yourself that you can do anything that you want to. I think for me, one of the greatest challenges that I've faced along the way is the doubt within myself, doubting myself just in general, that, you know, I can't do this, or, you know, like with the podcast or with one of my biggest fears on that piece of it was just, you know, how do you handle like negativity on social media? When I was talking to my manifestation coach, Karen, and that was like huge for me because I am not a negative person and I don't like negativity. It really drains my energy. And so she's like, don't put that energy out there. That's not what you're looking for. You're looking for people who are like-minded, who are going to follow you because they want to make a change or they want to hear inspiring stories. Like, put that energy out there. And that really kind of opened my eyes to, okay, it's about what I put out into the world and of what I'm going to attract back to me. And so that was really eye-opening to me. And like I said, my challenge was just doubting myself. And again, the ego piece of it and letting that go and trying to figure out like, where is this coming from? And, you know, I read a lot of, nonfiction books, and I don't necessarily want to call them self-help books, but really they are. But reading a lot of books and doing those journal prompts and trying to figure out like where are these feelings coming from? And that's really helped me in facing that challenge of doubt that I have. For the next one, you know, for me, when I need inspiration or to kind of reset and recharge, and you've heard me probably say this a million times on the podcast, is I have to go to the mountains. That is my grounding, happy place. I feel like I can just reconnect and reset and just kind of be one with nature and breathing that fresh air. And there's just nothing like it. And like I said, if you follow my personal Instagram page, that's pretty much what you see is hiking pictures and mountain pictures. Because we are always out and about camping and hiking and doing things out in nature that just kind of bring us back to being centered. And so, you know, do more of the things that make you happy and that inspire you and give you what you need, whether that's going to the beach, whether that's going to the park, whatever it may be, take the time and do it. So my closeout question that I ask to every one of my guests is, what's one piece of advice you would give to somebody who's looking to start living their dream? I would say, don't let that voice in your head stop you from wanting to live your dream. Figure out why you have that voice in your head, why it is, where those feelings are coming from, what's holding you back, and take those steps forward to overcome that. I don't think those voices are ever going to go away, no matter how much you try to heal them. It's just acknowledging them and saying, you know what? I'm not going to listen to you today. I'm going to take these steps to do whatever it is that I want to do. Like I said before, it's about taking that leap. And if you don't take the leap, you never know where it could lead you. And that's the crazy thing about life, is it can change in an instant. And so what's there to lose in taking that leap? I lost nothing from, you know, starting this podcast. I've only gained so much from it in the people that I've met, the people that I've talked to, the inspiration that I've gotten from all of the people that I've spoken with. I have gained so much over the last few months. And if I wouldn't have listened to my inner voice and that my higher self saying, you need to do this, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And I just want to thank all of the guests that I've had on so far. They have all been so amazing and so inspiring to me. And I really can't thank you all enough for helping me on my journey too. I take every piece of advice that that they give to the listeners and think about it myself. And so I just encourage you to really think about what your dreams are. And you can have more than one. Like I said on Courtney's episode a couple episodes ago, you don't have to have just one dream. You can have multiple dreams and you can do them all, but just don't be scared. Don't let that voice in your head hold you back from what it is that you really want to do. I want to thank all of you guys, the listeners, for supporting me in this journey and joining in. And I'm just super excited to continue on and see where this heads. So that is our show for today. So please like and subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Instagram at What's Your Dream Podcast. I challenge you to ask yourself, what's your dream? What inspires you? And what is one step you can take today to start to align yourself with your dreams?
Focus our eyes on the journey, stepping into the unknown, waving goodbye to our worry, so we run wild.